Gee whiz, we didn't have best dishes. we just had dishes, man. Oh.
Uh
oh. Did
found.
It scare you? That scared her.
This one.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
That's the quiet kind.
That's nice.
Eat this one.
Just have one. No.
She can't hurt anything over there.
No, darling.
Oh, when you washed the dishes, what did you have in the dishwater to wipe them with?
Well, of course, we didn't have anything but soap to wash dishes in. You had to put soap in the water. You couldn't wash this just like, well, you just might as well not wash.
Uh-huh.
So we just used soap just like we wash clothes with. And way back then, of course, it was lye soap. And then later on, of course, we got, you know, the old P&G soap that we had for years and years.
That used to be the best darn stuff.
Yeah, wish I could find some.
I looked for it, too.
You can't find it.
The naphtha. Good old P&G naphtha
you,
soap.
You're not kidding. And we just rinse them and just take a cup towel and dry.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Did you have a piece of cloth in the dishwater?
Dish rag.
Uh-huh.
Dish rag. Sure,
yeah.
Man, I still use it.
Let's see. Were your good dishes ever called china?
Yes.
Later?
Mm-hmm. That's what they, even then when you had good dishes, it was china.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My grandmother had a good set of china.
And when you washed your face, what did you? No, we don't want that. A cup towel for the dishes, and what if you wanted to dry your face?
A face towel.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And when you got plumbing in the house, what would you turn on to get dish water?
The faucet out of the hot water.
Uh-huh. And mm-hmm. If you were going to water the yard, where would you put the hose?
On the what you call it in the yard? Hydrant.
Uh-huh.
Hydrant in the yard. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have trouble with pipes freezing here?
Never have. We what? Never have. Now listen, I'm telling you, this winter everything in this town froze, but ours not one time.
Hmm.
Not one time. We've never had a frozen pipe in this house.
Gee, you're lucky.
We
this
sure
has
are.
Certainly been a vicious winter, hasn't it?
Oh, it was.
All the darn country.
My. And listen, it's killed things that I've had growing for 20 years.
Hmm.
It did.
Well, we came out pretty well, I hope. I'm discovering, though, that there are certain things that I thought were living last month that aren't this month.
Yeah, just died off.
Yeah, knocked out the rose bushes.
I have a few rose bushes, but I cut off half of them yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just took the saw and went out there and sawed them down.
Best thing in the world you can do for
them.
Yeah,
it's all you can do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, before you got your cistern, did you ever gather rainwater so you could wash your head?
Yes, we'd catch rainwater in. Oh, bucket or maybe some kind of a tin pail or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you get your salt in? When you went to the store, you buy salt by the...
Well, the first buying of salt that I ever remember was in little sacks. Little bitty sacks of salt for the table. And of course, now we get them in.
Mm-hmm.
In these cartons.
Mm-hmm. Costs a heck of a lot more.
Yeah, huh. Now don't they though?
The sack. Now was this paper or cloth?
Cloth sack. Mm-hmm. Now that's back as far as I can remember. When we first began to buy salt, it was in a little cloth sack.
Mm-hmm. And when you went into the store to get crackers, where were they kept?
Come out of a barrel. You just go over and reach in and get you one. Out of the cracker barrel. That's right.
Why did you call those metal things around the barrel that held the staves in?
Those hoops?
Uh-huh. Now, we were talking about sacks here. When you bought your groceries, what were they put in?
Well, I guess they were in paper sacks.
Uh-huh. Big ones?
I don't remember. I guess they would be.
If you bought, say, a nickel's worth of candy, what would that be put in?
In a little bitty sack. I'll tell you what my dad used to...
Smaller and smaller.
Yeah. What my daddy used to bring groceries home in, it would be a wooden box. They had lots of wooden boxes then. Of course, we don't have that now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he'd bring groceries home in.